Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone number 0703-036-3659. 0703-768-1198. Email address nsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
We ask you this morning that you will show us. You will show us the imperative that you are talking about of those that have experienced the life of Christ. Show us, oh God, this morning. Shine the light upon our hearts that we may see this imperative until we are ready to run with it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We are pleading with you this morning that the Holy Ghost will continue to impress upon our hearts the reason, the rationale for living and laboring for eternity. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. This morning, our brother began by looking at the imperative, the only reasonable response to a normal Christian. Thank God for the angle in which the Word of God is coming to you. We will go on, but we're trying to gather an issue. And as we are gathering, God is not in haste. The reason is because there is something that you see, that you seem to know about the earth, that does not make you to let it go. And there is something you have not seen about eternity that has not allowed you to rush for it. Are you hearing me? There is something you did not know about the earth. That's why you are clinging to it. And there is something you have not seen about eternity. That's why you are sluggish about rushing for it. So this morning, as I'm praying, I sense the Holy Spirit is saying, don't rush. Go on gradually. Go on looking into the Word of Life. If peradventure our eyes of understanding be opened in order to catch the rationale for living and for laboring for eternity. So this morning, we will begin to go on from where we are stopping, and we are going to be looking at the rationale. Our brother had called it the imperative, but I want us to come a little step and just say, Why is it compulsory? Is that all right? What is the rationale for living and for laboring for eternity? What is the rationale? Yesterday, we began by trying to understand what eternity is all about. Do you follow to that point? And we said something that I don't want you to forget. I will repeat it just in one sentence as I go ahead. What did we say? We said that time, that is your lifetime in this world, is only opportunities to make a proper choice and a correct investment for eternity. I don't know whether you heard that. Did you hear it? I want to repeat it because there are a few things I pray that God will put in your spirit, that when you wake up, when you sleep, when you travel, when you sit down to eat, when you go for meetings, when you go to village, when you go to your family, it will rest permanently on your heart. What is that? An awareness that the entire lifetime you have here on earth, whether it is going to be for 70 years, or for 80 years, or for 35 years, or for 60 years, they are only opportunities for you to take a decision of your placement. Where? In eternity. And that everything that is happening to you on earth will be useless and meaningless if you do not employ it in order to secure a proper placement for yourself. Where? In eternity. If that is clear, then that will lay a foundation that to walk through life and not make a proper investment and transfer for eternity is to jeopardize your eternal years, where there will be no change, no fresh choices, no improvement, no promotion, no adjustment, no new thing, nothing. But all shall remain permanent, shall remain fixed and unchanging. They will remain unchanging and unchangeable. So, but this morning, what is the rationale for living for eternity and for laboring for eternity? So this morning I'm dealing with what? Rationales. What did I say we are dealing with this morning? The rationale. The reason. The reason why I need to live for eternity. The first reason our brother began to talk about said, since you were raised with Christ, set your affection. But you see, when the word of God used the word since, and the Old King James used the word if, I think the NIV says since, that was presuming that something have already happened to your life. And it was important not to go on with that assumption except we were sure that actually it has happened. Is that alright? If it has not happened, we cannot apply the word sins unto your own life. It won't work. It will never work. Praise the Lord. But
Let me go gradually as we are looking at the rationale. The first rationale that I want to look at is the nature of the earth. The nature of anything that is earthly. The nature of earthly things. We want to study that as the first rationale for living correctly for eternity and not for earthly things. Let's see. What is the nature of earthly things? And we will be again reading scriptures. We'll be reading scriptures. We'll be comparing and combining scriptures with scriptures as the Lord will be helping us this morning. The first scripture I would like to note with you is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15. If you quickly rush to 1 Corinthians 15, are you there in 1 Corinthians 15? Please take note. I want us to read very quickly from verse 41. I'll read on to verse 50. Because there are many scriptures we are reading, as you are taking your notes, are you taking your notes? Be taking your notes, but be listening carefully as we are going on. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made, what? A quickening spirit. How be it, that was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is, what? Natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth. And what did the Bible say it is? Earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we are born the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Hallelujah. I wish I have all my time to keep reading. Very, very important passage this morning. But I'm trusting that you can read the rest of the passage. Will you be able to read the rest of the passage? You read it at your own moment. The Lord helping us. Now, from that verse 41, actually, all through to that verse 50, there is an elaborate comparison between that which is earthly, the nature of what is earthly, and the nature of what is heavenly or what is eternal. And sometimes, when you don't understand the nature of what is earthly, you may be clinging to it as if you are clinging to something very great. And maybe because you have not seen what is God reserving for you in eternity, you might be sluggish to rush for it. So as we study here, at the beginning of our study in Scripture, I want you to be diligent as we go gradually. We'll be confirming things as we turn to other scriptures from the Word of God. I would like to begin by saying to you that there is something about the earth that is glorious. Please listen. We want to be honest that there is something that is glorious about the earthly. To tell you that the earth has no glory at all is to speak haphazardly. Is to make you as if we are brainwashing you. There is the glory of the earth. Is that alright? There are certain things on the earth that are glorious. They have a shining glory. It appears as if it is a wonderful glory, because actually they carry a kind of glory. Do you remember that Jesus, as soon as he came into the world, after he was baptized, do you remember how Satan came to him and he took him to a high mountain? And what did he do? What did he show him? He showed him the glory of the world. He showed him the magnificent buildings. He showed him the wonderful architecture. He showed him the very new designs and fashion that when you look at it, they are glistening and they are very exciting. He showed him the glories. He showed him how human beings who are trapped in the attraction of that which is earthly, how they were boasting about in their glory. There's a glory that is of the earth. There's something that is attractive. There is something, once you enter the city, that makes you to want to be like that rich man that is riding a very flashy car. Is there no glory in those flashy cars? Please be sincere. Because I don't want you to behave as if we are not facing reality. The earth is real. And it's glorious. Is there no glory in riding a Mercedes Benz V-boot with remote that is different from riding a motorcycle on the road? Tell me the truth. Is there no glory when you come down from your car and there was a retinue of servants that rush to meet you? They won't allow you to open your car by yourself. They open the car. Welcome, sir. And they helped you to come out as if you cannot carry your leg.
And then as you are coming out, five of them were in your front, five at your back, three on your side here, three on your side here. And then there are a few that are saying, clear the way, 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 move. And then you are moving like this. Instead of moving still, you are moving like this. Is that not a glory? It looks glorious. It's a glory. Is it not a glory? That you are coming. And there is a siren that is blowing. When there is go slow, they just put siren. Ma, 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 ma. And every vehicle, regardless of who is inside the car, is pushed because an important man is passing by. Is that not a glory? It's a glory. It's the glory of this world. It's the glory of this world. That we enter into a meeting and they have been talking. But then an important professor entered, and as he's walking in, everybody stood up, and they will never sit down until the man has been conducted delicately into his seat. And it is only after he has sat down, then he will do his hand like this, and everybody will bow down before they sit down. Is that not a glory? Don't you think that sometimes when you are passing by and they blow you off the road because an important person is passing, don't you think there's something inside of you that says, one day, one day, I will also become something. I will not die. I will not die. Until I see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Do you understand that now? But you see, the glory that you saw was not the glory of the Lord. What glory did you see? The glory of the earth. And you mistakenly thought that was the glory of God. To tell you that the earth is not attractive is to make you unreal. It's real. The earth is attractive. The earth has its own glory. But we want to know what is the nature of the glory of the earth. Because until you see it, and you see the end of it, in vain will we be telling you to live for eternity that you have not seen. Even when you shake your head and say, oh God, I'm living for you, I'm living for you. When you step out of the camp, are you hearing me? And you stood by the road. Even as we are here in the camp. And you stand by the road. You stand there. You know, because it's a junction. The vehicles that are coming from Abakaliki are full. The one that is going to Abakaliki from Enugu, they are full. The ones that you are likely to pick, maybe after 1 hour or 2 hours, and they are going to be squeezing you in. And as they squeeze you in like this, and some of the brothers with which we have had solemn assembly here, when they enter their car, they say, and the thing is doing, and they carry their wife and their brothers and jam the door. And they put on the AC. Even as they are going, and they wave you, it raises a question in your heart. Does it not raise a question in your heart? Suddenly I hear you singing,
Remember me, remember me, oh. Remember me, Jehovah Almighty. Remember me, oh. Remember me, oh. What prayer are you praying? Are you praying about heaven?
No.
What is causing that prayer?
Is the glory of the earth.
And for this reason, even though you want to live for heaven, there are so many attractions of the earth that is saying, what do you want to do with it? Get something here.
Hallelujah.
Now, because the earth has a glory, superficial glory, exciting glory, until you see the end of it,
how can you let it go? Even there are some of you sitting here, you say, even if I will live for heaven, let me also enjoy
what?
The glory of the earth. After all, there are some of our brothers who are also enjoying the earth. Let me also do it. And then we shall be going to heaven. And do you know that when you go around all the churches, majority of churches now, they are all trapped. By what? By the glory of the earth. The messages are talking to you about how you can catch more, how you can make it, how you can have breakthrough, how you can become this, how you can become that. That's what you find everywhere. Should we act as if there's no reality about the earth? We will be sincere. I'm asking you a question. We will be sincere? No. We've got to see. Yes, there's a glory. And that's what the Bible is beginning to say. Yes. 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 There is one glory of the sun. There's another glory of the moon. And another glory of the stars. And one star differed from another star in glory. So before I leave the issue of the glory of the earth and the glory of heaven, let's see a few things that the Bible says about the glory of the earth. Shall we look at that? Before we go on, you see, I'm praying. We are not asking for a temporary result in this meeting. I'm trusting that after we finish this meeting, you will become men and women that have reason for saying no to the world and saying yes to heaven. And when you do so, you are doing so with a firmness, because you know what you are doing and you know why you are doing it, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let's search the Bible very quickly. Very quickly. Very, very quickly. When Jesus first was confronted by the devil with all the glory of the kingdoms of the world, do you know what he said to Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 verse 9? Do you know what he said? All these things will I give you, but you must do something. What must you do? You must fall down. Old King James is a very powerful word. You must do what? Fall down and worship me. I think other versions say you must bow down. Eh? But this one say, you must do what? You have to fall down.
There is something about the glory of this world. It is insisting that you can't get it. Except you do what? You fall down. And do you know, that's a principle. Many of you, the reason your struggle is this. You don't want to fall down. You don't want to fall down, but you want the glory. As you want to stand straight for God, the world system says, well, you are not going to have the glory. And in order to bother your heart a little more, it will show you the flash. It will show you new dimension of it. And it will say, since you are insisting on standing straight, this is what you could have got. But go ahead. And so the question every day in the heart of those who want to go to heaven, who have not seen the true nature of the earthly glory, is the conflict. Should I fall down? Should I not fall down? Should I fall down? Should I not fall down? So I can see why you are saying, should I fall down? Should I not fall down? You are doing like this. You say, no. You do like this. Mm. You do like this. Mm. So the falling and rising in many lives is because they want to catch what? The glory of this world. I hope you know that the glory of this world is not just in the matter of riding car. The glory of this world is even in appearance. The glory of this world is in the name people call you. Are you getting me? Can you imagine that there are some of us, the reason why you are pursuing what you are pursuing is because you also want them to call something to your name. The last time you went to the village, as your cousins were coming in, and they were introducing themselves, oh God, and you know your old papas in the village, they don't know anything. As this one comes in, they say, here you meet Dr. Ihanacho. And then they say, this one is Chief Engineer Chooks. This is Architect Da. This is Business Tycoon That. And then they look at this one, they say, this one is Chief That. But when they want to introduce you, they ask you, what do you call yourself? And as they were calling each person to come and sit in their preferred seats, they did not know where you will sit. So they were looking for one wooden chair for you to sit somewhere. And you know the prince of this world is simply saying, fall down. Do what? Fall down and worship me. You'll get it. You see how you left the village very sorrowfully, as if you were missing something. Am I communicating with you? You came home. I can see that you prayed. Oh God! Oh! name of Jesus. Do something. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something permanent in my life. Oh Lord.
You prayed fervently. But what were you praying about? The glory of the earth.
You went into night vigils
because the glory you saw that has challenged you is the glory of the earth.
But there is something about the glory of the earth.
You don't get it except you fall down. And some of you are saying,
does it then mean that a Christian
cannot get the glory of the earth? I want to say to you, the glory that God wants to give a Christian is greater than that of the earth. When you get what God wants to give you, which is eternal, it will swallow completely all the glories of the earth. But you see, the problem is that one has to come first.
But the unfortunate thing is that as long as it is the glory of the earth you have seen,
it will not let you rush for a greater glory that God is keeping for you. And I want you to understand this very deeply. If you are going to succeed in living for eternity, I don't want you to gross and gloss over it and say, well, we understand. The battle is very strong. But can you see Jesus? How he responded? And he responded because he saw something that I would like you to see. The Bible said, and Jesus said to him, do what? Get you behind me, Satan. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God. And what? And him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him. And behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Glory to God. I don't know how you will understand that scripture quickly. Do you know what Jesus did? I don't know whether you can see what Jesus did. But I wish I can show you. If you don't see it, you can't go far. You know what the devil did? What did he do? He came and was showing him what? The glory. If he turned here, he showed him. If he turned here, he showed him. If he turned there, he showed him. If he turned here, he showed him. The solution is not struggling with the devil. As long as you are seeing the glory that the world system is showing you, you will forever be in trouble. So, you know what Jesus did? What did he say? What did he do? He put both the world and their prince and their glory. Where did he put it? Behind. He treated
the glory of this world as something where? Behind. And it was when he pushed the devil and all his glory and all that he's displaying, when he pushed it behind. How many of you can see from behind? Now, look at me now. All of you, look at me now. Can you see what is behind you? Why? Because you have no eye behind. And I say, Jesus, your wisdom is too much. I don't know who can live for eternity until you put the world and his glory where? Behind. So that your vision. So when our brother started this morning and said, set your gaze, set your things, your heart, your affection on things above and not on things below. Do you understand? The reason is because much of the trouble you are facing in your life, much of the reason I see you crying and praying and laboring and struggling with rising and falling is because you have not kept what? The world and his glory and their prince. You not kept them where? Behind. You know when Jesus said, get it behind me. The Bible said, for the joy that was set where? Before him. He did what? He endured the cross and despised what? The shame. And now he's seated where? Up there. I will tell you that the glory in which he stands now is far above principalities, above powers, above all the kingdoms of the world. That was what God said for him. But the devil would like to show you a fading glory. How many of you have understood what I'm dealing with? Do you understand? May the Lord help you. Let me go a bit further. When Jesus said, get it behind me, Satan. Hey! It was final. What did the Bible say? Satan did what? Leaveth him. Satan left him. And then angels began to do what? Minister to him. You might think that those things are coincidence. They are not. For you to receive heavenly ministry, heavenly support, heavenly enabling, for you to come to a point where it is angels that are running errands for your life now, you've got to first of all push behind what? The glories of this world. But I want you to note that when Jesus talked about that and said, get it behind me, what it meant is that even if there's any glory in this world, and if they really want to follow me at all, where should they follow me? From behind. Do you know we are going to ride cars? But they will come where? Behind. were having houses. Hallelujah. Some of us have houses. And people wondered, we thought we would never have house. That's not true. We will have house. But we will have houses. Where? Behind us.
When a man comes and is coming with his big car, because the car is before him,
that's what he wants to show. Abi? But we will come with cars. But where will the car be? Behind us.
You cannot receive heavenly ministration, angelic support, the kind that come from above,
until you have overcome the overcrowding glory that the world system is flashing before you. It must come behind.
They talk, but it don't work. Praise the Lord. But I still go on a bit. The book of John. 1 John. Please follow me quickly to 1 John. I will return to Matthew, but I want you to see 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. Can I beg someone who has a loud voice to read for us 1 John chapter 2? If you have already seen it, can you please stand up? Read verse 15, verse 16, verse 17. Yes. Yes. If any man loves the world, yes. All. What's the meaning of all? Everything that is in the world. Please listen. Yes. What eyes love to see. Yes. And the pride of life. Is not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world is permanent. What did the Bible say about the world? It's passing away, yes? And they are lost, they are passing. Yes. Thank you. So, what do we say about the glory of the world?
They are passing. Let me inform you. I pray God can help you. I think God has helped me. That's why very little thing in this world affects me. God has helped me. And I'm not boasting about that. I'm just telling you that God has done what? He has helped me. The things that worry many people don't worry me again. There's nothing that gives me headache in this world now. Nothing. Hallelujah. But it is God that showed me what is the world all about. The world passes away. I want to inform you. I am not too old, though, but I have been around for just a little while. And I've seen the world. What have they done? They have been passing. When I remember the kind of trousers that was raining in the 70s, when we were young boys, the kind of trousers that we were wearing that time, that we were crying to get. Some of my colleagues would take their school fees
to go and buy that kind of trouser because they want to belong. I am looking for those trousers today. They have passed away. They have passed away. It's very painful that there were certain dresses that were very costly in those days. Do you remember there were certain dresses, lace material, that they will use some precious stones on it, precious stones. As you are coming like this, what will be happening? You will be glistening. Your body will be sparkling as you are moving like this. Very heavy. Very heavy. You will be sweating inside it. But it is the fashion. So when you are coming, and then in order to match, when you wear such a shining dress, you need to wear a shining cap. So the cap also has its own. And then you have to wear shoe that carries beads. So when you are coming, you see, so that the thing can shine and make a little noise. You see, if you are a Yoruba man, you will understand what I'm talking about. As you are walking, you do like this. And you carry that agbada, you do like this. Just for you to shine. And then when you come in, you are jiggling. So that the thing will be shining as you are coming. As you are coming, the drummers will carry their drum. They will start calling your name in a special way with their talking drum. And your head will start swelling. And you'll be feeling good. Now, that has passed away. In those days, tie and die. You know what we call tie and die? Eh? It's the poor people. If you have to wear tie and die, hey, where can you go? People look at it and say, look at this useless man. Just wearing ordinary adire. So we wore adire in those days when there is nothing else to wear. But do you know what has happened? Do you know what has happened? Tell me what has happened. Adire is what now? It's raining now. It's in vogue. I've seen people that will buy brocade. They will buy you know that dress that look like damask. Give me damask. Eh? They will now buy it. And they will take it back to tie and dye to come out. Did you see the world? They are passing away. If you bought a car 5 years ago, and it was the best car in the town, and you are driving it with a sense of achievement, today, how are you feeling about that car? Eh? You feel like throwing it away because the world system has thrown that away. They have brought another one that is flashing. And they are saying, are you still 5 years behind? If you want to keep in company with your colleagues, take a loan and buy the most recent car. A man carried me in his car one day. He's a friend. And he was excited that he wanted to show me his car. I told you that God has delivered me. I am a delivered man. Hallelujah. Nothing in this world means anything to me again. In fact, I'm happy to tell you that the world has lost hold on my life. They don't know what to do with me. That's the problem now. They don't know. They say, what do we do with this man? What do we do with this man? He brought his car. Very shiny. Everything is gold. Gold plated. As we enter in, he just wanted me to see some things. You see, apart from the fact that he kicked the car with remote, he opened the car with remote, he stopped the engine with remote, then when we enter in, he just pressed something. Say, Uncle, I just wanted to see. And the thing, I say, my God. You know, there was some operation inside. And the car, on its own, was answering phone call. So he said, let me show you that this car, you can drive anywhere and you'll be speaking with your wife. So, while we are going, he just pressed something. He's driving. And his wife is speaking. He was hearing his wife. And I'm hearing it. And they were discussing. And he said, do you know what? I am carrying Uncle in the car. That's why I say, praise God! You are lucky. And it was like egg. It was so wonderful to him. He was looking for what I would say. If I said what I wanted to say, I would have really punctured him and he would be unhappy for many years. So I reserve my comment. It's not every time I like to talk about what the world is doing. Because they would think I'm a sadist. I just reserve my comment. Say, how do you see him? I say, Nassau. But if it is you, when they bring it before you, you say, oh God. You have said that the treasures of the Gentiles belongs to the righteous. You have said that the forces of the Gentiles shall be transferred to the children of the righteous. Father, you have said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. When, O Lord? When, O Lord, will you vindicate your servants who call you day and night? Where is your prayer coming from? From the glory of the earth. Another brother carried me in his car. I'm telling you life stories. And inside this car now, something has been established there that can be talking to you, directing you where you are going. These are already almost obsolete technology. Where it is coming from to us is new. So you just imagine that you are going to Lagos from Umuahia. From Abakaliki. And you are going to Tsuru Leri Uju Elegba number 15. All you needed to do is to punch your Uju Elegba number 15, Tsuru Leri, Lagos. And you key it in. Straight ahead. It will bring out to you. Said you have 8 hours, 20 minutes for your journey. Then when you say start, the engine will start. And I follow this man as we are going. When we come to a roundabout, the thing is saying, 2 kilometers to a roundabout turn right. When we get 2 kilometers to the roundabout, when it remains 500, 500 meters to the roundabout, turn right. When we turn right, he said, you are going 5 kilometers until you reach a T junction, turn left. And the man was, the thing was turning us left, turning us right, in and out, and we missed the road. No. You see, we missed road at a point. Because when he said turn left, we turned right. Then the thing said, you have missed the road. However, you can go forward. You will get 5 kilometers, turn left again. Do you know the thing it took us to the very place we were going? When we got to where we are going, the very house, you have reached your destination. And we came down. And we came to the house we are going. I said, yes. Is the world not glorious? Do you want to say that there is no glory in this world? There is. Those for whom that is before them, how can they immediately have thirst for heaven? The devil is doing that so that the greater glory you might miss. But the Bible says the world is doing what? Is with all the loss, only those that do the will of the Father shall do what? Abide forever. The nature of the earth is that even though it's glorious, it's a fading glory. It's a passing glory. It's a glory you can't follow for long because it will soon change. It will fade. But I want to say to you that actually, it has a glory. And those that are excited about the worldly glory, they can't do otherwise. They will spend their life, they will spend their time, they will spend their income, they will spend their investment to do what? To secure it. Because they are captured. And they are captivated by the glory of this world. But you remember, in one of our SAD meetings, those of you that came, you remember God was talking to us about captured and captivated for the Master's use. And I did tell you that time, that they say you are captured and captivated by Jesus. You can't go far. You will keep falling and rising. But I saw Jesus say, get thee behind me. I thank God that Paul also came to that position and said, nobody should trouble me again. Do you remember they said that? It means then that you will be troubled with the fading glory until you put it behind you. But when it is behind you, hallelujah, even if you see them, it means nothing again. Because it is behind, it means nothing. You are seeing something bigger, something more glorious. Amen. Now, the Lord Jesus spoke further in the book of Matthew chapter 6. I want you to please follow Matthew 6. I'm dealing with the nature of the earth. And I have agreed that yes, the earth has glory, but the glory is what? It's passing. It fades. It's temporary. Nothing about it is permanent. Just before I will read Matthew 6 to you, please, I want to tell you what I decided. Can I tell you what I decided? I decided to attack the world. As you see me here, I'm also attacking the world system. I decided to query the rationale behind the world. When I want to buy a dress, I am querying it. I'm saying, of what value does this dress add to my life? If it is not to cover my nakedness, then it's of no use. Amen. So when I get to the market and I see a dress that I will wear, I will wash it, it will not fade. And they are saying, this is not good. I tell the seller, is it not for me to wear a dress? He said, but it's not flashy enough. But it's not presentable. But it's not this, it's not that, it's not that. I said, yes, that's why I need it. Hallelujah. I want to also prove the foolishness of the world. If a car, 504, has not stopped carrying me to where I'm going. Are you hearing me? Eh? And if it has not disappointed me, as it has not, I have no reason. I don't have a reason to go for the new flashy car that is plastic. How many of you know that the new car, the most recent cars now, they are mainly plastic? Eh? If you crash with them, you cannot benefit it. You hear me? How many of you know that the present cars now, they are not Bakazu driven, oh? They are front wheel. Of course, it jumps. But any day you do like this and it disconnects, you are finished. How many of you know that? But when you are back as you are stable in front, because nothing is at stake there. And if anything went wrong, something is pulling you from the back and you are stable. But the world system don't want to do that anymore. They want to force everybody to embrace that which is temporal. If you understand me this morning, you will know that every recent production of the world system is a reduction of their former production. Eh? How many of you bought spoons? Tablespoons, the one we used to eat 20 years back. What we call stainless steel. Eh? And those of you that bought your own last year, what is the difference? Tell me, sister, tell me. What's the difference? One was heavy, the other one was lighter. The other one doesn't bend, no matter how you dig it into eba, into gari. This one, you put it in like this, what happened? It bent and it scattered. That one, no matter how you wash it, you can even scrub it, it's still shiny. This one, If you mistakenly scrub anything, the shine will scratch and you will feel sorry for yourself. Which one is more costly? You see, I'm confused. When you go to mechanic, you want to repair your car. Honest mechanics, what are they telling you? Buy Belgium. Don't buy new. You don't understand. How can old parts that somebody had used for 20 years before he threw it away, how can it be better than the one that is brand new from the factory? That's to tell you that the world system is the world system is what? It's passing away. I'm praying that the what's happening to us now? That's it. That's the world. And effective. You see now, it's bringing me the old one. Praise the Lord. Now that's what we are saying. Are you settling for the glory of this world? Sorry for you. If you build a house 20 years ago, both the cement, the sand, the zinc, and the wood you used, they are still standing. Huh? But the one you build now, flashy, beautiful, but fluffy. Why is the world? Those who live for the world, they will pass with the world. If you live for that which is earthly, what is the verdict on your life? You will pass away with it. You will become obsolete with it. I don't envy any man who is living for the world. Because, as far as I know, they are passing away. I don't envy a preacher who is excited about the glory of this world. He is on a continuous reduction of his own life. He will pass away. So Jesus, in Matthew chapter 6, began to speak again about living for eternity and not for the earth. And he said in verse 19, what did he say in verse 19? What did he say? Lay not up. Maybe someone can read it for me. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. Verse 20. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. Yes, doth corrupt. Not still. Thank you. Listen. every treasure on earth is treasure wasted. Treasure placed together for rust, for moth, and for thieves. I want you to hear me very well. Are you hearing me? Every treasure that you build and you lay up on the earth, whether you like it or not, you have laid it up for what? For moth, for rust, and for what? And for thieves. I hope God will give you understanding. I want you to know that in all the world, it's not only in Nigeria, every blessed day, money is doing what? It's depreciating. It's not just Nigeria. All over the world, the value of money is doing what? It's reducing every day. They call it inflation in economics. But I want to inform you, even the word system, they try to use sugar-coated words. If I were to tell you what the meaning of inflation means, I would have called it monetary decay. Eh? What do I call it? Monetary decay. But for you, so that you won't know what they are talking about, they use a big word. Inflation. They will be talking giri, 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 giri. No. They don't want to tell you the truth. That everything is decaying. Your money doesn't carry the weight it used to carry. Praise the Lord. How many of you feel bad, as I many times do, when you carry 50,000 naira and you are going to the market and what your 50,000 naira could buy, you can actually carry it in what? In a leather bag. And when you come home, you are asking yourself, what did I spend this money for? And as it is going, money is announcing to you, if only you can run after me more. If only you can get more of me. And that's why you are restless. Are you hearing me? That's why you cannot make enough money. That's why your heart is dumping every day. Because it's never enough. Or am I telling a story that you don't understand? Eh? Do you know that before you get 20,000, when you have never got 20,000, and you are praying just for 2,000, you lived your life. Did you live your life? You have been living your life. You lived your life on 2,000 naira and nothing went wrong. The day your uncle or a brother or somebody sent you a check or a gift of 20,000, let me ask you honestly, what happens? Do you discover that as soon as the money came to your mind, your hand, issues that your mind never thought about before started doing what? Coming. And by the time you started writing down what something is telling you, you must get it now. Get it now. Now, 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 now. By the time you start writing the things you must get, you suddenly discover that if only that money were 30,000, you would have. Instead of kneeling down and saying, oh, Lord, thank you for 20,000, what did you kneel down to say? Lord, thank you for where you have started. But Lord, as you have started, don't stop until you finish. In the name of Jesus. The word system makes you ungrateful. The word system makes you unable to appreciate, because it can never be enough. I have understood the nature of money to the point that I decided not to be deceived by it. Can I tell you the nature of money? Money never comes to you without coming with a list of what you must spend it for. And the list, most of the time, not any time, all of the time, supersedes the amount of money on hand. So that you can enter the rat race of living for the earth. It's the nature. I am wishing that some of you will enter into a kind of life that does not depend on money. I pray that some of you will pray the kind of prayer I have been praying for myself. Lord, give me grace and not gold. I want grace rather than gold. I want a divine enlargement rather than financial increment. Are you hearing me? I want to live a life that is not subject to the currency of this world. Some of you may not understand me. You may misunderstand me and say, brother, I say we should not spend money again. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm praying that my life will not hang on the currencies of this world. I want to live by the grace of God. I want to be able to drink water and it serves my body. Amen. I want to be able to live a life that when people are saying, we need 50,000 to go for that treatment, I say, but a word of prayer will settle that. But because the glory of this word has filled your heart, you don't see the glory of prayer. How many of you understood that the glory of prayer, the glory of prayer, the glory of praying is much better than the glory of having money? You don't understand. I know some of you are saying, if only I can just get money, I will go to the teaching hospital. So you are praying, give me 200,000. But I am saying, Lord, what takes me to teaching hospital, it can finish here on my knees. And I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let this thing finish. And it's finished. And you don't know whether I have money in my pocket or not. Do you know that? I am living. I may not have money in my pocket. But all those things that embarrass people who are looking for money, it doesn't come my way. There's a glory. It's more glorious than the earth. How many of you know that it's more glorious not to be sick than to have enough money to go to Australia for treatment? They are not answering me again. Because you are saying, God, let me have money. So that any problem like this, a brother was falling into the trap of this world. He didn't know. Because he got a very big job where they were willing to pay him even in foreign currencies, and any little sickness he has for him and his wife is entitled to the best treatment in the highest hospital in the country. You know what he began to do? Because he was being deceived to think that that was better than the life God gave us before. So any little thing like this, his wife was pregnant the first 1 month or 2 months, because they had money. They are going for scanning, they are going for this, they are going for that. Don't you know that we didn't go for scanning? And we knew the sexes of our babies. I didn't need to spend money for that. We just knelt down, Father, in the name of Jesus, is this baby coming there? Yeah, this is a boy. We don't need to go for scanning. There's no doctor that collected my money. If it were people like me alone on the earth, the world system, they will have suffered. Do you know that they will have suffered? They will have lost their business. And in the first place, what does it matter if a baby is a boy or a girl? But the world system is saying, go and check. For what? That's why you need money. So any little problem, because the company is going to settle it, is sending his wife here and there. A time came, he himself felt sick. Something that we could have prayed about and it would be settled. He's going from one consultant to another, and they kept saying wonderful things. You know, you need to go to consultants who have not practiced for a long time. They will make you the experimental pig to try all their theories. They said this one is this. They started pumping drug into him. Other things that he never imagined started manifesting. And he will stand like this. He will want to faint. They say he has heart problem. So one day, he came. He said, sir, I don't know. I think maybe I need to go abroad. Why did it occur to him that he had to go abroad? He has got money. I said, for what? He started describing this. I said, you are confused. And the Holy Ghost just spoke to me and said, tell him. He has trusted now in money. I said, do you know you are no longer trusting God? Is it because your company is ready to sponsor you anywhere? That's why you prefer them than God? He said, what? I said, that is it. So as we read, as I studied with him, I said, woe unto him whose heart has departed from the Lord. From now on, you will begin to have wars. Ah! He said, uncle, no, sir. Please, no, sir. I said, you will begin to have wars. You start seeing symptoms that you never knew before. What can I do? I said, you are foolish. The fact that you have a lot of medical allowance, it doesn't have to be used. I worked for several years. My wife worked in the hospital for years where we don't even need to pay anything. Did we ever use it? No. Sometimes the world will give you a privilege so that you can abandon your own glory.
They will tell you that any little problem exists. I can see some of you going to pick a job because they said free medical treatment for 4 children. If you die, we shall provide the coffee, we shall give you food, burial, and all of that. And you went there because you want to die. Sometimes the world will let you see something as if it's glorious. But if I can tell you, fading, weak, useless. That night, after the brother repented, and I said, now, bring all those drugs, throw them aside. The Bible says, he sent his word, and he heals them. And that same night, we read the word of God. He said, thy word were found, and I swallowed them. And they were healing and health to my navel. As we read, as we prayed scripture into him, I said, go and sleep. The following morning, he dressed up. He took his bath. He went to the office. All his legs that were beginning to swell, everything disappeared. And then he became normal again. Now, that's glorious. I want that glory. I don't want the glory of this world. The glory of the world is remedial. But the glory of heaven is eternal. Except you see the nature of the earth, the foolishness and the emptiness, you will not let it go. And except God reveals to you what God offers us in Christ Jesus, you will not haste to live for eternity. Are you with me? Every treasure on earth is subject to what? Decay. Every treasure. Everything that the earth offers you, I want to inform you today, they are subject to what? To decay. They are subject to moth, to rust, and to thieves. You don't know. Eh? You go to Onitsha now. You go to any big town where they are building big, big, big houses. Those that have big money. Can they sleep like I sleep? Do you know that all of them are living behind bars? Tell me. Do you know they are all living behind bars? You see, you don't understand that when you go to prison, when they say somebody is behind bars, what's the meaning of that? There is a very high wall. Is that alright? That is so tall that you can't jump it. Did you see the kind of fence that people are building now? Tall walls. Now, there are 3 or 4 iron gates in a prison. What do you find in many houses now? You are not answering me. Because you love this present world. He said, brother, don't discredit that thing. I like it. Those who love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. Do you know that the first door you meet is an iron gate? Eh? Locked inside. Then there's another door. And behind that door, there is still another what? Iron burglary. Locked. Then when you get inside the sitting room, the one that goes into the bedroom is again what? Another iron gate. And then at the point of the bedroom, there's a door. But behind it again
there's an iron gate. Before the man talks himself, how does he talk himself? He talks himself as a prisoner. He's not sleeping very deeply. If a rat is, he will quickly cock his nose. Is that how to live? But can I tell you the reason? It's because you have the world's goods. If an armed robber came to your house and there's nothing, when they kick the door and they go in and they say, they broke into your bedroom. They see a plain bed. Do you know what they will do? Some wicked armed robbers. They say, what are you living for? What are you, what are you living for? You are just there for nothing. You mean you don't have anything? They were, that's how I'm living. Then they would look at me and say, oh boy, where we go? This man has nothing. And whenever they are passing in front of your house, do they have any reason to come back? Why? You don't have their goods. That armed robbers are pursuing you is because you have their goods. Every treasure on earth is laid up for moth, for rust, and for thieves. And when you look at the big man, ask him how much of those things he gathered is a necessity to his life. Ask me, how much? Nothing. It's just that the world system says, you must have it. You must have it. Do you know? Do you want me to tell you something? Do you know that the transistor radio of the 70s, they are the most powerful in picking shortwave. Those transistor radio, they will pick America, they will pick BBC, they will pick Jamaica, they will pick everywhere. Clean and clear. But something tells you now, you need a big one. And when you have bought the big one, how many of you can get shortwave on your big radio set? You are not answering me again. Eh? No. It has been reduced. So you have to buy 3 or 4 gadgets in order to get a little set. That's the world. There's a greater glory. I'm telling you of the privilege even of praying. The privilege of receiving the help of God. But the world system says, how can you live on that? How can you depend on that? No, that's not good enough. Let's read 2 more passages before we pray together. Hallelujah. Are you following me gradually? Now, you will need to finish Matthew chapter 6. But I will not stay there with you at this time. We may return to it at another point, but not now. Please, go back to 1 Corinthians 15 that we started reading. What is the nature, sincere nature, of that which is earthly? We're told it is sown in what? In corruption. I want you to note that which is earthly is corruptible. It can be spoiled. There is nothing that is earthly that is incorruptible. There is nothing that is of the earth that has not been corrupted and that is not corruptible. It is sown in corruption. But when it is raised, if it is raised, if God raises your life, as we are talking this morning, how is it raised? How is it raised? In corruption. The glory that God is bringing us into eternity is incorruption. Incorruption, it can't be corrupted. It cannot be spoiled. The other one is sown in dishonor. How is it raised? In glory. Only God will help you to know that every glory that any man accrues in this world, the end of it is dishonor. The end of it always is dishonor. We have seen big people who lived very big in this world. At the end of their lives, it was dishonor. I don't want to tell you stories, but I have seen that people that the only thing they glory is that of the earthly, they were ended in dishonor. There's no honor. The reason is because that which is earthly is dishonorable. It is sown in weakness. I really wish God will help you to understand that the world is weak. Praise the Lord. Everything that comes from the world, what is it? It's weak. Weakness. There's a weakness to everything that comes from the earth. To live for it, to spend your life for it, to run for the world, is to run for that which is what? Weak. It's weak. It's weak. I don't know how to put it to you, but I want you to know that the world is weak. God has allowed me to come close to big people that have big money. I went somewhere in the East here to preach, and I was lodged in the house of a very big man. I don't want to describe to you how the house looks. I was not afraid to step on the rug. It was just dumb. So I was, do you know how you feel when you are asked to walk with your shoes on somebody's bed? Do you know how you feel? That's how I was feeling. Because what this man arranged as ordinary rug appeared thicker than someone else's bed. It just comes like this. Like this. Everywhere flash. So they went and put me in one corner. I was still wondering. I said, Lord, I have seen the world, but it has not impressed me. You know, then the man came down from upstairs. Are you my visitor, the man of God? I say, yes, sir, I am. I was waiting for him to show me where I will sleep, so that I will just sleep. You know, sometimes you go to a place that you are not familiar with and it's too much, and you can't just relax. I was looking for how to sleep on the tip of the bed. Then when the man came and said, sir, I need to talk to you. Then he took me to his bedroom. I cannot tell you the size of the room. Some of you have not entered big men's room before. That's why you can't imagine what I'm talking about. The whole of my own house. It looks like somebody's single bedroom. One room. There is a set of complete chair. There is a dining. There is this large bed. There is fridge. There is everything. Then there is another big room that you use only for bathing. You enter the bathroom, you don't know what to turn on. I was so afraid that water will fall down on the ground because everywhere was. I said, "Talk. What do I do now?" And you see me, I don't know how to bath inside bath. I can only put water with my small bowl on my head. How will I not spoil this man's clothes? Oh God. He said he wanted me to sleep there. That he believes that if I sleep in this room, what is chasing him out of that room will finish. Can you imagine that? Big, but fearful.
Bogus,
but empty. You are the one that thinks that they are enjoying anything. There's nothing in the world. I have come to understand that the world is about nothing. The world is about camouflage. I have come to discover that the world system has nothing to improve your life. It only plans to trap you and make you its toy. He said, I just want me to pray. Then I should sleep there. He believed that. I said, what is it that? He said, I can't sleep there. He showed me all his bed. You see, have you ever seen bed? That on the bed, there's television, there is radio, there's everything. You press something, it will just. You don't need to stand up. If I want to turn my full length on this side, it will take me. If I want to turn like this, there's no side that is head or tail. Everywhere is long enough. You can turn anywhere, you can roll here, you can roll there. So I slept diagonally. I don't know. I was saying, Lord, look at human beings. One man alone can sleep on a bed that costs $2 million. Is that not foolishness? But that's the world. He said he can't sleep here. Anytime he closes his eyes, he will see masquerade running after him. I said, but you can sleep. He said, no, I don't sleep there. I built this house, I furnished it, but the first day I want to lie on it, they appear to me and say, where are you coming? He went and showed me one small room where he's sleeping with ordinary mat on the floor. But you see, the following day, the retinue of his servants, the one that carried his car, the one that does this, they were all waiting, doing roya roya everywhere. I said, look at this man. They don't know him. If they knew him, but who am I to talk about it? It was a privilege God gave me. As a servant of God. That's why as a servant of God, I want you to know I'm more important than the rich people of this world. I'm not making mouth. I'm not talking for you like this. You that you want to be proud. You that you are looking for anointing so that you can be prominent. I'm not talking of that. It's the glory of the world that is worrying you. But when you have come to put that behind you, angels will minister to you. Heaven will begin to supply you. What becomes the source of your support will be the invisible power of God. And people will marvel. They say, how can we be like you? We have money, but we don't have what you have. I said, kneel down, let's pray. See how he quickly got on his knees. I said, put your hand on my head, sir. Put your hand on my head. I don't envy men of this world. They are restless. They are not as happy as you think of. They are not as relaxed as you are. But the devil wants to exchange your beauty for ashes. I'm telling you that what the world is flashing to you is ashes. But you see, when you add FL to an ash, what does it become? Flash. But it's ordinary ash that is doing like this. I do pray that you will not exchange your beauty. There's a beauty in Christ. The eternal is beautiful. You know what does touch me? I didn't know that while the man sleeps in his own room, there is somebody who is standing in the ante room. Have you ever seen that you are entering your bedroom? Eh? Then there is a small office where you keep a servant who waits. While you are sleeping, he must be waiting. Do you understand? I didn't know that there's somebody like that. I was waiting there. So I don't know what happened to me. Whether I called. Then the young man said, "Is any problem, sir?" Any? I said, what? What? He said, no, I'm asked to stay here in case. I said, can you see a man that is in bondage? He cannot even turn in his room. Somebody has to check him up. Is that life? Is that what you are praying to become? I wish God will help you to see the nature of the earth. Superficial, empty, hypocrite, weak. Let me tell somebody and say, the world system is weak. Yes. You see, it appears like flashes with an ordinary ash. It appears glamorous, but it is empty. But why is it that the devil will present it to you and ask you to fall down for what is empty? It's because he has seen that where you are going, eternity is a glorious place. I want to pray that you will have a rationale. We're just there with the first rationale. The rationale of the nature of the earth is not something to live for. If you want to live for it, let's understand, let's settle it, that you want to live for that which passes. You want to live for that which is weak. You want to live for that which is ordinary, that which is earthly. But can I tell you, there is a conflict. There's a conflict. What is the conflict? How be it, verse 46, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural. That's the conflict. The conflict is that the first thing that all of us woke up to see is not the spiritual.
What did we wake up to see?
The natural.
We are much more familiar with the earth
than with that which is heavenly.
That's why you need exhortation all the time. Set your affection on the things above and not on the things below.
It's because that which is below, that which is earthly, comes to you first.
If we go to church now, I want to tell you, even inside church, you will see the glory of the world being regarded, being paraded. Am I right? Do you know that if we are going to church now, this is normal. Yesterday, as I was coming here, at the gate here, you see the glory of the world. Because I'm the one driving myself. Are you hearing me? As I came to the gate, our brothers, they are doing their job. They are not doing anything wrong. But that's the world. As I came there, go down, go and register first. And go and park your car there, and then you come. All the brothers in the car were laughing. You know why they were laughing? They knew that this brother will soon change. So when I just said, please, bro, just help me. Let me just go in quickly because I think I'm the one to preach. And brother Billy, oh! You tell them.
Welcome, sir.
That's the glory of the world. He was not expecting me to drive my car. What was he expecting me to do? To sit at the back. So that's the man of God. Even in the church, you see the glory of the world overtaking the glory of Christ. It looks so natural. It comes to us so quickly. Anytime you want to confuse police, if two of you are driving, if the two of you sit, one on the driver and the other one, police will keep stopping you. But just tell the other brother, bro, please go and sit at the owner's corner. And do your leg like this while I drive. Do you know what will happen? And so I come and say, welcome, sir. Oh, how are you, sir? And then you go. Why? The glory of the world. You see, I'm telling you that even the world, they are not wise. The world can be easily deceived by his own project. The world will give a salute to a foolish man if he only can pretend to carry the glory they are looking for. What is this world? I'm asking you a question. What is this world? What is in this world? Emptiness, confusion, deceit. But it's telling you, this is what to live for. This is what to live for. No, that's not what to live for. Can we do just one thing this morning? Before we go on later on in the night. What is that? To tell the world. To tell the earthly. To tell the prince of this world. Do what? Get you behind me. There is a joy set before us. There is a glory set before us. The glory that never fades. That glory is simple and not sophisticated. But the worldly glory is what? It's sophisticated but empty. Maybe the reason why you don't want to go for that which is eternal is because that which is eternal is simple. That which is eternal is authentic. That which is eternal is real. It's real. There's no need to ask about it. Real. Simple. Authentic. Touchable. Not costly. That which is eternal, what did I say? It's not costly. It's not costly. To be in the world is more costly. The glory of the world say you cannot eat a roasted plantain on the road because you're a big man. See, a big man is hungry, but he cannot eat roasted plantain on the way. The same thing that he will have bought for 20 naira, he will go to a restaurant. They will put it in a white plate. They will put serviette paper on top of it. And they will put one stick, they put on top of it. And then they will cut one small leaf and put around it. And then they will bring it. And then they will send the bill, 2,000 naira. This is a big man. He can spend 2,000 naira for what he could have bought for 20 naira. Is that glory? I'm asking. Eh? You are not answering me. Is that glory? And it's because you won't follow the big man to the toilet for you to see how he suffers there. What? I don't want to look as if but follow him to the toilet. You will see him suffering. Why? What he eats in the name of being a big man is not useful to his body. In the name of being a big man, what he stuffs his stomach with is the same thing that is causing him all this trouble. That makes him go from one hospital to another. The world system has no plan for you. I tell you, the glory that heaven offers is simple, realistic, authentic, and not costly. You must make your choice. I want you to make your choice. I want you to decide this afternoon, how am I going to live my life? Lord, I want to make a choice. Am I going to live for eternity? Or am I going to run for the rat race that the devil has set in the world for the earthlings? And this prayer we are praying is progressive. We may not give an altar call this afternoon. We are building. But I'm wishing you are responding to God in your heart. You are saying, am I dead to the world system? Because only those who are dead can be raised. Is that alright? Until the world comes behind you, you will not experience the supply that is heavenly. May the Lord help us. Will you let Jesus fill your vision this afternoon? Will you say to Jesus, since I've been raised together with you, I will set my affections on things above and not on things on the face of the earth? Would you let us pray together? We're looking at the rationale. Why I must live and labor for eternity is because the earth is empty. It's useless. Get anyhow you want to pray. If you want to kneel down, feel free to kneel down. If you want to stand up, stand up.
But I wish you are praying genuinely to say, God, what is it that is worrying me? Is this still the glory of this world? What is it that is behind all my prayer, all my cry, all my weeping? Is it the flash that the world system is showing? Can you do like Paul? Can you become crucified to the world? He said, let nobody bother me. I glory in nothing but in the cross, by which the world is crucified to me and I unto the world. Can you pray and say, yes, Lord, I want the world to become dead to me so that I can progress in the pursuit of that which is eternal. Brother, some of you are even in the work of God, but you have not finished with the glories of this world, so you are always falling down. You are always in between. You are not free to run with God. You are not free to throw your life into that which will last. Are you praying this morning and say, my fear must be gone. I must put away every fear. I must put aside every work that intimidates me because of what the world system is showing me. I have decided to live for Jesus. Can you take time to pray? Pray right now. We have some few minutes to pray. Pray. My brother, pray. Until you pray through, I can't see you advancing. And God wants to raise people that are aggressively advancing against the world system. After this meeting, God is going to raise a crop of brothers and sisters that can tell everybody around, don't worry me. I have decided. I have chosen the way I want to live. I know where I'm going. You may put me to shame, but that's not my business. You may want to ridicule me, but that's not my business. I know why I'm living, and I know where I'm going. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Will you please reveal to your children, reveal to your church, reveal to us, Lord, the emptiness of the world system. The emptiness of the system of this world. Will you please reveal to us the emptiness of the world system that makes men to be sluggish in letting the world go and investing their lives on that which is eternal? Rabababababashina. Will you give to us, Lord, today the rationale of living for Jesus? The rationale of saying bye-bye to the toys of this world and doing something that is authentic, something that is eternal, something that is glorious. Hamarabashiri. Oh Lord, this moment we ask you to send us right now. I'm asking you to do something in the heart of your people. Uproot worldliness. Uproot the love of the world. I wish, Lord, you would discredit the world in our various hearts, that our focus may be straight. Our focus may be real. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Now listen. Please listen. All of you, are you listening to me? I want you to know that you are rooted in a community where the achievement of this world is a big matter. Am I right? You are rooted in a community where Mammon is a very strong god. Where if you don't have money, you have nothing.
Yeah, when you go to community, they say, what is he talking? What does he have? You are up and against a culture that only talks because of what you have amassed. And nobody takes you serious if you don't have worldly goods. And even as you are sitting here as disciples, they don't take you serious. They say, when he has finished that foolishness, he will come back and face reality. And that is why everything that God has been saying to your life, getting knocked out because the world system is saying, what are you saying here when you don't have this? Today, I want you to pray. You see, the prayer I want you to pray is not a temporary prayer. So I want you to hear the prayer before you start praying. You see, for anybody to succeed in the world system, you must love the world. You must be captivated by the things of the world. You must be someone who is pursuing something in the world until you catch it. And I don't want you to be a man in between, a man that is not there. You are not making in the world because you don't want to be in the world. And you are not making it in God because you are not free in your heart to pursue God to the last point. This morning, I want you to come to a place where you are saying, God, I must make a choice now. I want you to make a choice now. If you want to go for the world, quickly fall down and collect what the devil can give. Even though it will fade away, at least you will get something before it all disappears. But if it is this eternity you want to get, then I want you to pray and say, Father, uproot from my heart. There are certain things that is peculiar. You are born with it. Uproot from my very heart the love for the glory of this world. Implant within me the love for the things of heaven. Do you understand the prayer? Do something that will make a permanent, indelible mark. That when I'm leaving solemn assembly, I will have been damaged completely for the world system. And I will have become an addict. Listen, an addict for heaven. You see, you won't make it on both sides if you are neither here nor there. Even Jesus said, if you will be hot, be hot. If you will be cold, be cold. To be in between, you are not going far. Can we pray a very deliberate prayer? Don't rush to pray if you don't want to pray. But if you really want to make a mark in that which is eternal, not for you to come and show the world, but for you to have a place where it matters most, then you cannot love the world and love the Father. You must make a choice. So will you, either on your knees or on your feet, with your heart and with your mind focused on God? Don't think I'm praying a casual prayer. You are saying, Lord, discredit in me today worldliness and the glory of the world that as I'm passing, all the flashy things that they are showing me will mean nothing again. And all I am living for now is how to make my own mark in eternity. It is how to affect this generation for heaven. That's what I need now. Do it for me. So that from today, I may become completely at rest in the pursuit of your call for my life. All the consideration of the world uprooted completely, that I may pursue the highest heaven. Then angels will begin to minister to your life. Then heaven will begin to send your supply. Father, Father, that I may see nothing else, that the world may lose its attraction for me, that I may also lose every attraction for the world, that I may walk even in this world, but yet not of the world, that my life, my ministry, my aspiration may no longer be sponsored by the glory of this world. That what moves me is not the world anymore. What motivates me is no more the glory of this world. The basic question now is what it is that is paramount in the heart of God. Thank you. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Rabu Kataraba Shandabakuria. Rubo Popo, Samboroko Shende Yerebusku. Ibarakataka Yankaturubushir. I live for Jesus. Let go with me, the Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. I live for Jesus day after day. And I live for Jesus. Let God work me, the Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus. Day after day, day after day, I live for Jesus. Day after day, and I live for Jesus. Let God work me, the Holy Spirit. I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. In the name of Jesus, can we confirm that? As you declare today, get you behind me, O Satan. With all your glory, with all the flash behind, you're going to make that declaration with all your spirit. Get you behind me. behind me. You cannot be before me anymore. Get you behind me. Get you behind me. It might look the pursuit of others, but for me, it's behind. It might be the cry for others, but for me, where is it? Behind me. Get you behind me. Behind me. The world behind me. The glory thereof behind me. Sarabashanda Borobuskuri. Lord, I'm trusting you. Behind me, get you behind me. I must fly on with my master now. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something before I pray. When he did that, angels ministered to him. There's a ministry and heavenly supply that you have not known because you are still in between. Some of you have not gone to the world, though, but you are wishing, you are crying for the world. Your prayer life is about what the world is flashing to you. You are a grumbler. You are grumbling every day. You are doing as if God has cheated you. Angels could not minister to you yet. But after this afternoon, if what you are saying, you meant it. Do you mean what you are saying today? Your basic need while you are on earth, my God will supply. So for all these things, your Father knows that you have need of them first in you. They will be added. They are coming behind. So we are going to declare and say, Father, I want to live for heaven. And so I am expecting my supply from heaven. Release me from the earthly, so that the heavenly may begin to resource me. To resource my health. To resource my family life. To resource me in every way. I need the heavenly resources. Heavenly resources. And the angels ministered to him. Ha, Mama Rabba Sandara. Mama Rabba Baba Baba. Ah, hey. Oh God. Mama. Today, Lord, you are taking us into a new dimension of your understanding. Na karabashi. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are moving us into something else now. Besaka. Oh, something is changing about me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this afternoon, Lord. Thank you for this afternoon, Lord. Something is changing. Ah, Haya Baba, Torobo Sindarabashi. Ma raba sembo robo sembo yebo robo saya nemo robo sanda ya baba remo sanda yeke terebo sa remo bo sanda ya baba rasu baba rama mama
Oh God. Oh my God. My God. Please do something. Do something in this place, Lord. Do something in the lives of these brothers. Do something in their hearts now. Do something in their lives now. Lord, do something. Do something. There's something that is about to happen now. Oh my God. Kama mama 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 sando robo shende yerebo sahila. Oh God. Kaba ruba sara. It's all right. It's all right for today. Holy Spirit, please walk now. It's very interesting. But I just want you to walk now. It's all right, Lord. It's all right, Father. Oh, Lord Jesus. This is serious. Serious. In the name of Jesus, please, I just want to say this, we can't undo it now. It's a very big matter, too big for us, and I don't think we can talk about it now because it will be wasted. We will reserve it, but I want you to listen. You are poor. You are struggling. You are enslaved. All because it is the worldly glory that you are pursuing. What God is saying this afternoon, if it happens, if you lose your interest in the worldly glory, the truth is that it is then you will enter into life. But we won't deal with it now. We'll come back on it in the night. I have found that those who left one brother just because they now want to follow God, He has given them 100. If the world shows you its glory and you are running after it, it is only to make you a slave. You never can be free. But imagine that Solomon did not ask for any of those. He simply asked, Lord, that I may know you. Then God said, since you have not asked the things of the world, I have now decided to add that to you. And in his own house, they were using gold plate as washhand basin. I know what I'm talking about. We're about to enter into a new realm of divine provision. But, like Brother Dennis said in the morning, only the dead can be raised. Except the corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. How I wish God will open your eyes. Will come on that tonight. We're still dealing with rationale. But I want you to pray with me. If you have courage this afternoon to let go of the world, do you have courage to let it go? And you sincerely are saying, get thee behind me. Are you saying that? Right. Stretch forth your hand. Let's pray together. Father, look at the hands that are stretched out. We ran. We cried about the world's glory because we didn't know its nature. We didn't know that it is a trickish means of making us perpetual slaves. We didn't know. We didn't know that even the prosperity that is advertised to us is the poverty of a kind. We didn't know that it is our beauty that they want to take for ashes. You spoke to your children, you said, my children have exchanged their beauty. They have agreed to go for vanity. They left me the source and they are pursuing broken systems. But we didn't know. We stretch forth our hands this afternoon and we are saying, get thee behind me. World system and the prince of this world and all the glory thereof, get you behind us in the name of Jesus Christ. We stretch forth this hand because deep in our hearts we are responding to the higher call. We have seen a glory, even the simple glory of praying to get results. How much money could undo that? How much money? How many hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people are spending for what a single word of prayer can do for us? Oh God, but we have abandoned that. We are pursuing that which has no hope for us. This afternoon, Father, with our hands stretched to you, we are saying, it is you we will pursue. It is eternity we will live for. It is eternity we will labor for. Get in behind me, O Satan, in the name of Jesus. Father, please give increase to these instructions. Speak more elaborately. Before this conference, this solemn assembly runs, we are holding your hand that there will arise from this place a new Christ.